Hello, Missouri. This is Andrew Cook bringing you the Missouri Restaurant Association's podcast. Today, we're sitting down with Vic Allred, who's about to conclude his 2014 historic run as president, and the Missouri Restaurant Association CEO, Bob Bonney. We're going to start off by having Vic talk about what he feels has been one of the most important highlights of his tenure as the 2014 Missouri Restaurant Association president. Hello, Vic. Hello, Bob. Vic, why don't you get us rolling?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, you know, anytime you talk about our association, I think you have to talk about the members, and our members are, you know, awesome folks. You know, I like to feel that the membership of the Restaurant Association is the elite. It's like we're the all-stars of the restaurant business. There's other great operators out there, but most good operators are members of our association. That's why we have good relationships with government officials and city officials and health departments and things like that, because of our collective strength. And then also, you know, I think restaurateurs are really charitable. I mean, we get literally, I want to say, I mean, on an average, 5 to 6 charitable requests per week. You know, and that's every location, and that's everything from a gift certificate to your, you know, to whatever St. Teresa's auction or grandma's 55th birthday or who knows, whatever they are, you know, and we never turn anyone down. The idea is that, you know, you can give somebody a $20 gift certificate. I can't give them a $20 bill. If we give everybody money, you know, you'd go broke. But you know, then they can put it in a silent auction or do whatever they want. And, you know, I think most restaurateurs are that way. I think that we provide literally billions of dollars in charitable in-kind contributions that don't get talked about enough. And then, you know, I think thirdly, you'd have to talk about the allied members. I think if you'll go to any meeting across the state, you'll find that some of the most faithful, dedicated, loyal members of our association are not restaurateurs, but they're the allied members that own a food distributorship or a liquor distributorship or a everything from a hood cleaning business down to, you know, you name it, a produce company, whatever. And all of the myriad different companies that support our industry. And that also includes the banking sector with credit card processing, of which we have a great partnership with Heartland. So, you know, it's really important that we, and I think the thing that Bob and I have really tried to provide, along with other members of the board as well, but is that we are trying to move away from a, not necessarily move away, that's the wrong word, but we're trying to just go a little bit in a different direction in terms of, you know, the sustenance and sustaining of our association in some ways and a lot of times was related to different royalty fees associated with either endorsements or for a long time, MRA owned its own workers' compensation insurance trust. And so there was a royalty fee out of that, which funded a lot of our operations. And so we have kind of tried to move more into a membership-based growth organization to where we have our revenue based on more members as opposed to maybe more royalties that we gain through an endorsement or an affiliation. And so we have, you know, set out and the benefits committee has set out and the insurance committee has set out a goal then to try to find ways of value, you know, value-added services. And I think that's what the Restaurant Association really brings, you know, in addition to the education, in addition to the legislative reviews, initiation, and the lobbying that we do. Those are all great benefits, but, you know, we're going to do them anyway, whether you're a member or not. But,
right.
But you know, we feel like anybody that joins our association, if you can't find value to pay for your membership through the different discounts associated with your affiliation with our association, then you're not looking very hard, you know. And I think the greatest thing that we've done probably maybe ever in the history of our association is we recently formed what's called the Missouri Restaurant Association Insurance Alliance. And that alliance is a group of restaurateurs, and we've gone away from a sales model of each chapter or office within our state having its own salesperson who would go out then and contact restaurateurs and, you know, sell them a membership based on the merits of the association. And of course, you know, the having employees, there are all the other costs associated with employees, insurance and travel and other expenses. And so what we've done is with this insurance alliance, we were able to secure discounts through Illinois Property and Casualty for property and casualty insurance, and through Bob, I always want to say Sycamore, but it's Sagamore, correct? Did I say it right?
Sagamore Insurance Company, yeah.
Yeah, so Sagamore is our workers' comp. And so they'll give you 10,000, they'll give you 10%, Sagamore 5%, but on workers' comp, which is significant, and then with 10% on your property and casualty. So for example, just a guy like me, I have one store, my property and casualty is $22,000. So 10% of that is $2,100 I got just because I'm a member of this association. And I can tell you, for, you know, point blank, my membership didn't cost $2,100. So, you know, I'm already ahead. So the thing that I would encourage everybody, you know, we have great discounts with Office Depot, with, you know, we're working on affiliations with Sprint. We have many others and smaller providers, and everything from discounts with your music licensing to discounts with all different types of insurance, you know, Aflac type things. We have just a variety of, you know, discounts that are provided because of membership. And so the biggest message that I've been trying to teach, or not trying to, I should say trying to preach, when I'm out visiting all the chapters and visiting members, is, you know, when's your insurance renewal due, and have you checked out Illinois Property and Casualty? You know, some people are married to their agents, and if their agents can't write it, then they're, you know, obviously they probably won't make the change. But, you know, we've got such a broad coalition now of about 20 agencies covering the entire state. And now we have about 100 insurance salesmen who are out there selling MRA memberships because of the discounts they can provide to our members. And, you know, so when you can bring a membership, a person into membership fold, basically by saving them money, you know, you kind of start off with a good taste in your mouth, you know, you're writing a smaller check than you would have been just because of your affiliation. So, you know, I think our insurance alliance, you know, membership has, growth has been brisk, far and away, more so than we've ever had in the course of my, you know, 16, 17, 18 years affiliation with it. And I think it's just going to do, you know, nothing but better. And so now we are growing because we're growing our membership instead of necessarily growing royalties. And instead of the MRA necessarily receiving benefits from the royalties, we're getting our members to receive the benefits, which I think that's really important. I think it's a real important transition that we've been kind of easing our way into, because obviously there's fiscal responsibility that we have to have, you know, to run our organization. So
sure, you want to.
I don't know, Bob. You want to chime in?
Well, Vic, we realized we had this conversation that we needed to focus first and foremost on adding new members and retaining the existing members, and we needed to grow the membership base. And we believed that the best way to do that was by increasing the value proposition that was inherent in a dues investment in Missouri Restaurant Association. We quickly focused on insurance, because insurance is something that every restaurant has to have, whether it's property and casualty or whether it's workers' comp. And really, when the rubber hits
the road. Andy, let me step in. Andy, for your information, that Missouri is a workers' comp mandated state.
Okay, well, that's good for everyone to know.
Sure. And when the rubber really hit the road with the MRA Insurance Alliance, we were having lunch at your Midtown restaurant there in Kansas City, Vic, and enjoying a cup of gumbo with Mark and Mike Smith with Twin Lakes Insurance out in Lee's Summit. And we talked about this relationship. They added much to it, and very quickly, the very next board meeting, we formed the MRA Insurance Alliance, and we've moved forward from there.
You know, when people ask me, you know, how do you keep track of, you know, because I have 5 stores, you know, how do you keep track of them all, and, you know, and then how do you keep up with all of the, you know, because I have 5 stores in 4 different states, and so we have six stores actually in five different states. If you count, there's one Jazz that I don't actually run, but in Lubbock, Texas. But you know, keeping track of the regulations and all the different laws and rules and ordinances, it's a difficult process, but it's made much easier, particularly in Missouri, by the affiliations we have with associations, and that goes for other states as well. But you know, I don't know how a restaurateur can keep up with everything that's going on at Washington, Jefferson City, or in my case, Kansas City, or any other city. You know, the three layers of government. I don't know how you can keep up with that, and even maintain any type of education without being a member, unless you, you know, still spend a lot of time researching or things like, you know, every board meeting I go to, I learned something that I wouldn't have learned if I was just out in the world running my restaurants. You know, and some of it is very serious, you know, related to taxes. You know, we're going through a situation right now where there's a new type of audit that is targeting Missouri restaurants specifically on a tip reporting issue. And, you know, we can band together and now fight this thing pretty aggressively. You know, we've saved, you know, every restaurateur in the state of Missouri that has minimum wage employees thousands of dollars a year by defeating a petition initiative in 2012. We were one of the few associations that was able to actually defeat an initiative. Most succeed and have succeeded rather handily lately. And so at least delayed the inevitable, or at least perhaps delayed and gives us an opportunity to continue to negotiate. You know, we still try to work on some kind of cap on the tip credit and then, you know, let minimum wage work its way up. But that's a compromise. It's hard for our quick service industry to embrace yet. So, you know, again, we're still kind of on the sidelines, but I don't know how, really, to be honest, a restaurant keeps up with all of the rules and regulations. And the, you know, you don't want to be in a city that, you know, you have to have a food handler's card or a food handler's permit, or, you know, even, you know, you might be in a CID or something. I mean, there's just all kinds of taxing districts and taxing things. You know, I don't know how you get the education, especially on all the new laws that come through and how they affect us in our industry.
Well, you either spend all of your time keeping up on that or you spend your time running your restaurant.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I'd rather, you know, open an email that I get, you know, once a week from the Restaurant Association, particularly when we're in legislative session. You know, then we're getting the general MRA newsletter that we send out on a weekly basis, email-wise, and then the hard copy is, I believe, monthly. But then in addition to that, we're also, during the legislative session, you know, we receive a weekly update on all the bills that are related to our industry. And, you know, I can sit there and scan those 15 or 20 bills in a few minutes, but I wouldn't want to have to try to gather that information myself. And if there's something in those bills that really, you know, that I have an issue with, and I'm going to put on a tie and I'm going to go down to Jefferson City and talk about it.
And we're going to pause it right there for our part one of our two-part Missouri Restaurant Association podcast featuring Vic Allred and Bob Bonney. Stay tuned for part two.